Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 2. Today's reading will start in verse 12 and end in verse 18. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the holy text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 12, dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you. And now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Hold firmly to the word of life. Then, on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. But I will rejoice even if I lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God, just like your faithful service is an offering to God. And I want all of you to share that joy. Yes, you should rejoice, and I will share your joy once again. That was Philippians chapter 2 verses 12 through 18 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. Some of these verses seem downright impossible. Rejoice even if we might lose our lives? Shine like stars in a dark and corrupt world? And the hardest one, no complaining or arguing. These commands seem unreasonable until we look at verse 13. It is God who is working inside of us to change our desires and actions. The result of truly following Jesus is joy, joy that the world can't give and the world can't take away. This doesn't mean we are never frustrated or upset. Jesus had real emotions. Joy means that we remember the light of God, even in the darkness. We know that nothing can stop God's love. Paul could rejoice even when his life was on the line because it was an offering to the Lord, a declaration to the world of the power of salvation. Jesus has given salvation as a free gift, and he calls us to follow him, working out and living out our salvation. We honor our Savior with our lives, even as he empowers us and gives us the desire to obey. When we make choice after choice to follow Jesus, eventually even the impossible is possible. Someday even complaining could disappear from a person's life. Here are some things to ponder during your personal meditation and prayer time and for the rest of the day. Which one of these impossible commands will you work on with Jesus? Today, will you let Jesus change your attitude and actions? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.